In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 484, what is vocal prayer? Vocal prayer is that prayer which comes from the mind and heart and is spoken by the lips. Some prayers combine the two, such as the rosary, that is the two kinds of prayer, vocal and mental. Vocal is the lesser prayer, to be sure, but sometimes it's the only thing you can do. The mind simply isn't cooperating, and going with that notion that it was in the catechism about the heart praying, the heart can go on praying, so to speak, that the good will, the effort, the intention can be there even if the mind is not cooperating. Question 45, may we use our own words in praying to God? We may, and it is well to do so often. Of course, this largely applies to private prayer. In general, it is unwise to make your private prayer public. Holy Mother Church, guided by the Holy Ghost, simply does it better than you or I. Question 486. What are the prayers that every Catholic should know by heart? They are the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, the Confiteor, the Glory Be to the Father, the Acts of Faith, Hope, Charity, and Contrition. You might be saying, well, that's not very much, but much is contained in these prayers. The commentaries of the saints, for example, just on the Our Father, are many. St. Thomas Aquinas has one. St. Teresa of Avila has one, and these commentaries are very long because there is so much in just the Our Father alone. Now, there are other prayers, of course, which could be memorized, but those are the basics. Question 488, or question 487, how do we usually begin and end our prayers? The answer is with the sign of the cross. In fact, it's good to begin everything and end everything with the sign of the cross. For example, getting up in the morning, going to bed at night, before a meal, after a meal, before you begin to study, after you study in Thanksgiving, before you begin to drive, arriving at your destination safely. Another good time to make it. So, making the sign of the cross, Catholics do it for any beginning and any end of anything significant. Question 488, why do we make the sign of the cross? Because it expresses two important mysteries of the Christian religion, the Blessed Trinity, and the redemption. And redemption comes through the cross. Our salvation comes through the cross. So we do not trace the descent of the dove over our heads. For the Holy Ghost appeared in the form of a dove, like a dove, once descending upon our Blessed Lord, or in tongues of fire, over the heads of the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary. No, we trace the sign of the cross over ourselves. Question 489. How are these mysteries expressed by the sign of the cross? When we say in the name, we express the truth that there is only one God. When we say of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, we express the truth that there are three distinct persons in God. When we make the form of the cross on ourselves, we express the truth that the Son of God, made man, redeemed us by his death on the cross. So making a good sign of the cross, it's essential and very, very important to make it reverently, slowly, devoutly, and not sloppily. We're at the end of Lesson 37. And for the habit to be acquired, try to make a holy hour of adoration. Often parishes will have a particular hour set aside, often on Thursdays, which is the day of the Holy Eucharist, in a sense. And And they will have a holy hour of adoration. You go, you pray. Not required to, but it's based off of the desire of Christ that he gave Saints Peter, James, and John. Could you not spend 1 hour with me? So when we do that, we are fulfilling a great wish of our blessed Lord. And the blessings in doing that are immense. It would take me some time to list them all, but the number of canonized saints who did just that, going and spending an hour in his presence with nothing to gain, so to speak, but just to be with our Lord, to be in his company, is a good thing, because Christ longs for your company. He would like your presence. He would like you to be present before him and speak with him and unburden yourself and also to listen to him. For a prayer to be acquired, if I haven't mentioned this before, pray for the poor souls, often for the repose of their souls, and often ask the poor souls to pray for you. They are in a position to help you.